Please turn in your hymnal to page 749 for the responsive reading, Psalm 17. Hear a just cause, O Lord, attend to my cry. Give ear to my prayer from lips free of deceit. From you let my vindication come. If you try my heart, if you visit me by night, concerning what others do, I have avoided the ways of the violent by following your word. I call upon you, for you will answer me, O God. Wondrously show your steadfast love, O Savior of those who seek refuge from the adversaries of your right hand. And as for me, I shall behold your face in righteousness. When I awake, I shall be satisfied with beholding your face. Our first reading today is from Genesis 32, verses 22 through 31. Found on page 29 of the Hebrew Bible in front of you. Hear these words. The same night he got up and took his two wives, his two maids, and his 11 children and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. He took them and sent them across the stream, and likewise everything that he had. Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until daybreak. When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he struck him on his hip socket, and Jacob's hip was put out of joint, for he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for the day is breaking." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go, unless you bless me." So he said to him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." There the man said, "You shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with humans, and have prevailed." Then Jacob asked him, "Please tell me your name." But he said, "Why is it that you ask my name?" And there he blessed him. So Jacob called the place Peniel, saying, "For I have seen God's face to face, and left my life it preserved." The sun rose upon him, and as he passed Peniel, limping because of his hip. Therefore, to this day, the Israelites do not eat the thigh muscle that is on his hip socket, because he struck Jacob on his hip socket to the thigh muscle. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Our epistle reading for this morning is taken from the epistle of Paul to the Romans, chapter 9, the first five verses. And if you want to follow on, look down about 45 degrees in front of you. You could find your pew Bible. Romans 9, verse 1 to 5. You'll find that in 148, the New Testament. I am speaking the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience confirms it by the Holy Spirit. I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart. For I could wish that I myself were accursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my own people, my kindred according to the flesh. They are Israelites, and to them belong the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the keeping of the law, the worship, the promises. To them belong the patriarchs, and from them, according to the flesh, comes the Messiah, who is over all, God blessed forever. Amen. This is the word of God to the people of God. Amen.
Our gospel lesson for today is from Matthew chapter 14, verses 13 through 21. It can be found on page 15 of your New Testament in the Pew Bible. And it's talking about Jesus had just heard of the beheading of John the Baptist by Antipas. Now, when Jesus heard this, he withdrew from there in a boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them and cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They replied, "We have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed them, and broke the loaves, and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds, and all ate and were filled, and they took up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 baskets full, and those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. How many of you had breakfast this morning? Not too many, maybe half. I did. On Sundays, usually I get up, I get ready to go, and then I'll have myself a bowl of cereal, a bowl of oatmeal. Our bodies need this refueling in the morning to get us ready for a day of work or play. To keep us going through the day, we need to nourish ourselves at different times, different intervals. Maybe a couple of snacks, a good lunch, light supper. They help keep us going, keep us charged for our daily tasks. Our faith needs that same kind of nourishment to keep it alive and well. We need to feed it on a regular basis. Maybe prayer a couple times during the day, Bible readings. They help nourish and feed our faith. Maybe we might be lucky enough to have a stimulating conversation with another believer. Or, excuse me, maybe even Pastor Will. Better yet, come to our Bible study on Thursday evenings. We learn about God's Word through some rather stimulating conversations and a lot of laughter. As Will's always saying, laughter is a good thing, and it helps relax and make your mind and your heart more acceptable to God's Word. These are some of the ways that we can nourish our faith, keep us focused on Christ's teachings and His way of life, the life that He wants us to live. Without these things, our faith would simply starve. So what does this have to do with the scripture reading that we had this morning? Is the feeding of 5,000 men plus women and children really something to do with faith, or just feeding their hungry stomachs? Let me offer you something else to think about. Jesus had just learned of the beheading of John the Baptist by Herod Antipas. He was one of Herod the Great's sons. And you all remember Herod from the time of the birth of Christ. Do you think that maybe Jesus may have gotten somewhat depressed over hearing this news? I think that he probably did. He must have felt the need to go and be by himself in a desolate place and pray, keep his faith alive. So he got in a boat and he went to that desolate place. But when he arrived there, what did he see? The people from the towns had found out about it, and they came, thousands of them, there to see Christ. When he saw this, he gave compassion upon them. He healed their sick and their needy, and he sat down to teach them. He preached of God's kingdom and the richness that it would bring to everyone. He told them that the kingdom was open to all, not just a few, but all people. All people that, who would confess their sins and truly repent. If they would do these things and follow Jesus' ways, they would be forgiven and offered God's grace. Now it is late in the day, and the disciples came to Jesus and suggested that he send the people away so they could go into the towns and find food for themselves. He told them, "You feed them." And they said, "But it would cost 8 months' salary to feed this large a crowd." "Well, what do you have here?" he asked. "Well, there is a youth in the crowd that had brought 2 fish and 5 loaves. When they told Jesus this, he said, "Bring them here to me." So the disciples brought the 2 fish and the 5 loaves to Jesus. As he held them, he raised his face to heavens and blessed them. And he broke the bread and he began to give it to the disciples and said, "Pass this out." So they passed it. And they were amazed, I would believe, that they could give bottomless baskets of food out of those 2 fish and 5 loaves. When all had had their fill, Jesus said, "Gather the leftovers that we may send them to those who are less fortunate." So they gathered up 12 baskets and brought them to Jesus. Definitely miraculous. Suppose, though, that this was all symbolic, that the food was not physical food, but food for their spirit. Words the Messiah would give them to nurture their faith. Sound too far-fetched, maybe? Do you remember that Christ had 8 I Am sayings? Some of them were, "I am the light of the world," "I am the way, the truth, and the light," "I am the bread of life." The latter one is the one that I would like to speak on this morning, to expound on this a little bit maybe. "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry." Is it possible then that the words he spoke to the crowd were food for their faith? How much did that, well, let me go back a little bit. I think that is entirely possible. Remember, we first read of Jesus healing the ailments that the people had. How much did that raise their level of faith? And what about the teachings of forgiveness, of God's love and grace that would be given if only they repented of their sins in earnest? More nurturing and uplifting of faith. Then we have the 12 baskets of leftovers. 12 baskets of food, or 12 disciples filled with words of love, forgiveness, compassion, and grace. Works to empower them for their upcoming Great Commission. Surely Jesus was nurturing their faith, They had a huge task before them to spread the word of God throughout the world. They would definitely need all the faith that they could get to accomplish this task. After all this, he dismissed the crowds. He sent the disciples ahead of him, and only then did he tend to his own need to pray and nourish his faith. Christ put the needs of all the others before himself. I think there will be times when we will have people put before us that maybe need to hear the good word. They need to hear it from us. We need to help them on their road to salvation. There will be times for us to become disciples of Christ. I hope that when that time comes, that all of us can show the kind of love and compassion that Christ would have shown them. That we would be blessed by the Holy Spirit with just the right words to bring them into the flock. How much would that nurture your faith to be able to do something like that? See people come to the church with words that you had given them. I think that would all give us a tremendous uplifting of faith. So remember, as you go about your daily tasks, don't forget to nourish your faith, to pray, and to read the Bible daily. Amen.